A federal agency says it will open a public comment period on a proposal to prohibit commercial fishing in Arctic waters in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council adopted the plan in February. That plan is now open for public review. It will become final if the Secretary of Commerce approves it. The plan was hailed by environmentalists and industry representatives who say summertime melting of ice has increased interest in commercial fishing in the Arctic. David Balton is an ambassador of oceans and fisheries at the U.S. State Department. He was in Seward last week at the annual conference of the Center for Ocean and Law Policy, and he spoke about Arctic fishing. KDLL's Ben Stanton has the story.
Balton says little information is available about the status of fish in the Arctic Ocean and the specific behavior of those fish, but he says his department is considering what changes might be occurring.
There is some evidence that new populations or larger numbers of salmon are being found north of the Bering Strait than there were a generation ago. There is some possibility that larger populations of Arctic char may be occurring north of the Bering Strait, but it's all pretty anecdotal information at this point. We just don't know.
Balton says the theory is that as the water in oceans warms, fish that prefer certain temperatures will be moving north. Ultimately, that means the fish would cross the Bering Strait into the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas.
And as the ice recedes for longer periods of time, it might be possible to have commercial fisheries on those stocks. Currently, that's not happening, and at least in the U.S. EEZ north of the Arctic, it can't happen now. The North Pacific Council has adopted a plan that prevents the expansion of commercial fisheries, at least for now.
Currently, no large-scale commercial fishing operations are working in the U.S. north of the Bering Strait. Other areas of the Arctic do have commercial fishing.
There is a lot of large-scale commercial fishing on the other side of the Arctic, in the Barents Sea, in the part of the Arctic that borders the North Atlantic. So the Arctic is not really a single region when it comes to fisheries.
The Bering Sea is home to large fishing operations that have an international consideration. Balton says the U.S. and Russia have a complicated relationship with the shared resources across the boundary. The Fishery Council's approach has meant closing the U.S. Arctic areas to commercial fishing.
That's not the approach that our neighbors in the Arctic have taken, at least not yet. And so we're trying to persuade our neighbors to take a hard look at what's being done off Alaska and encourage them to do something comparable.
If the proposal is approved by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, it would identify species likely to be sought by fisheries. The species include Arctic cod, saffron cod, and snow crab. The plan would not affect fisheries for salmon, whitefish, and shellfish. The proposal also would not affect Arctic subsistence fishing or hunting. It would apply to the United States waters only. Comments on the Arctic Fisheries Management Plan are due July 27. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.